So, if I just mention a little bit about our National Eye Health Group. We're made up of me being very fortunate and honoured to be the chair of the group. But we have representation from every health board there, so an executive lead or a nominated lead from the health board management team, plus one of the clinicians or one of the people responsible for delivery of their health services in each health board, along with many third sector partners. And if I look around the room, I know that many of you are very supportive and full members of this group, plus our Welsh Government colleagues making sure that we adhere to what the plan says. So I'm just going to give you a quick run through of where we are with the plan. But just in case you've been sort of scratching your brains all day, when asked earlier who succeeded Bevan, it was Merchant, who was January 51 to November 51 as the NHS sort of health policy minister at that time. So after Bevan, the person in charge of the health service in the UK lasted all but 10 months, followed by a change of government that then led Cruikshank to be the health secretary for November 51 to May 52. So you just think 6 months. We've been really fortunate in Wales to have had Vaughan Geffen with us since 2014. 2014, he became deputy minister for health, and since 2016, he's been cabinet secretary. So who knows where next? But what we do know is that Vaughan very much understands eye health, and through his presentation today, we're very fortunate to have a cabinet secretary who is really passionate to see improvements in that care. So through his request to have a real focus on delivery, I challenge the health boards to make sure that we are making progress on our plan, and that it isn't like the sort of bumbling starts to the NHS in the 1950s, when actually free health sites sort of went out of the window quite quickly, didn't they? But for us, with actually delivering our eye health plan, the Cabinet Secretary expects we need to deliver, but actually we deliver this for our patients and the people that we serve. So I will give you a very quick run through this. You know that the plan was set out in 2013, ran to 2018. Last year we had a real refocus on what are the 10 things that we really need to make some traction on. So I'm going to go through these 10 with you. The first priority was about working with Public Health Wales, developing a plan to raise awareness for eye health, for the need for regular sight tests, in brackets, particularly for the Chief Medical Officer who hasn't had his eyes tested in 3 years, but he will do next month, and to make sure that we detect and prevent sight loss, especially for those with people at risk of eye disease. And we have seen at lunchtime the diabetic screening stall out there. So for groups like those with diabetes that we know are at high risk of sight loss problems, there are screening programs in place. We chose this as a priority number one, largely because we knew could do better. And what I can say to you is in the last year, there has been a lot of improvement work. And with Eyecare Week coming up in just a couple of weeks' time, we know that there's going to be some good focused public relations about this, and that Public Health Wales really have stepped up their game in the last year to ensure that we're making progress on this one. To say it will never be done, we'll always need to do work to raise awareness, but I'm pleased to say that priority one has moved on. The second priority, about delivering quality assured vision service screening services to children in schools, we heard a really good presentation earlier on this morning, so I don't need to sort of reiterate the plans that we have around ensuring that children with impaired sight or sight loss are really given priority. An annual sight test for children with special education needs in school, and we've made a good lot of progress. I can't say that we can honestly make sure that kids can walk in a straight line and hold a rifle, but there again, that's not what the health service really is about in 2018. Very different from when it was set up at the beginning of the NHS. But what we can celebrate is that every health board now has a service, which when this eye care plan started off, they didn't. So good progress made. And funding for the SPECS service that we heard about, which is going to be rolled out to all health boards next year. So congratulations on the progress that's been made on that one. Priority three, this is about working with our partners in primary care clusters to ensure good quality eye care services for those with frail older people, for those with dementia, and for those people that are in care homes and in residential care homes. Now, the NHS on its own cannot deliver this one. This is very much a partnership agenda, working with our local authority partners and those in the third sector. We've had a really good presentation today on saying how diabetes work has come forward, And again, more to do, but with the work that's gone on in the dementia delivery plan, this is a real focus here too. But also there's real work going on to make sure that health and local authorities are much more aligned. A healthier Wales that you heard the Cabinet Secretary speak about, the long-term plan for the public sector to join up services between health and local authorities, with the development and strengthening of the regional partnership boards and the public service boards. We need to work together with our optometrists to make sure that there are many more services delivered in people's homes, wherever those homes be, and that we have a good amount of work around developing primary care clusters that used to be GP clusters, but now it's embracing the more broad primary care team, including optometrists. Priority four was about ensuring that optometrists practice in Wales are providing an enhanced eye health examination Wales, EHU service, to enable more people to be managed closer to home. And we've touched on EHU many times during today, and we've had significant progress in many of the health boards. Some of the health boards have 100% of their optometric practices accredited to EHU, but the coverage has increased significantly and in all. We cannot make it compulsory for every high street optometric practice to be accredited to EHU, but what we can actually show is the benefits of getting your practice accredited and some fantastic training that we run, and thanks to all that have supported this training, and also for Optometry Wales in supporting us in promoting this to their members. Priority five, this is the work that the medical directors were tasked with, to look at the revised targets for ophthalmology services. And you can hear that Vaughan Gethin is choosing to use the work that the medical directors have led to look at what are actually prioritised treatments on a clinical basis rather than just having a target to chase that really doesn't meet clinical need. So this was a big step change in government in accepting that actually referral to treatment targets by how many weeks you wait for first appointment is not necessarily the right metric for measuring how well we're doing with eye care. If you have a condition that is at risk of losing sight, it's much more important that you're given timely treatment than perhaps for something that won't deteriorate at the same rate with another condition. So irreversible sight loss now has a greater priority than it did, and thanks to my colleague Dr. Graeme Shortland, Medical Director in Cardiff and Vale, for leading this work, but to Mike Austin, who has done some significant work in having discussion with the ophthalmology clinicians, but also the RNIB. Third sector partners are absolutely key to making sure that we all focus on individual person need rather than a target that we'd had before. So this one, as you can see, is rolling out in shadow form and will be in full form from April. Priority six was about supporting integrated, efficient working and improving safe communication for information by rolling out the electronic optometry referrals. Now, we've mentioned this several times today, and it's one that's, you know, although those of us that have been working on it for what seems like forever, but in all honesty, there's been an awful lot of work on this within the last year. Many people have been involved, and all those that are leading the eye health services, and the consultants especially, but also the high street optometry practice are saying, unless we actually connect our system electronically, we can't really deliver the modernised services that we need. We can't move services out from hospitals into the community unless there is a shared patient record so that the consultants will know that their patients are being seen safely, and the optometrists will know that they can actually get the consultant to have a look at the record too. It's about sharing care in the most appropriate way across the pathway. Work has been done. Special thanks to Gareth Bulpin, who is the IT lead from Cardiff and Vale, who was nominated on behalf of the Assistant Directors of Informatics for Wales, for Gareth's nous in knowing how these things work, and also the problems that we have with our IT architecture in getting this to work within the rules of information governance and safe passage of patient information. So we have a plan. The business case is written. The business case was submitted into Welsh Government in June, and we are waiting for the outcome. So we've had some really positive feedback from the Cabinet Secretary today. We've been doing some lobbying with key people to make sure that this moves on. For all of you that are involved in writing your health board's intermediate term plan, they're planning for the next 3-year cycle. This planning is, the pens are wet and going onto paper any minute now. Make sure this is in your IMTP for the autumn, and we will give some further guidance around costs. We're hoping that we can find some central resourcing for this, but every health board is saying that we need this, and we need to make sure that the Cabinet Secretary doesn't come here next year and say, what did you do? So we have his support, and we need to work with the politics of these things to make sure that we give some clear guidance about how to take this forward. Enough of the sermon on the EPR. So let's go on to priority seven, which was implementing priority actions around the Ophthalmic Planned Care Board. So again, thanks to Mike Austin for leading this. I think, Mike, you've had quite some work to do to corral your colleagues. And this is a difficult one because there are so many subspecialties in ophthalmology. And the subspecialties have a range of different consultants who are very expert within their clinical field, but not necessarily expert over all of it. Mike is that expert who has been corralling all of the different subspecialty colleagues to make sure that we are making progress in planned care. The progress that's required is to get our system into balance so that we have sufficient treatment appointments to give for the patients that are coming through. What we've heard today is that demand is increasing on these services at a very time when we have less money in the system. So this does require us to work more efficiently and in different ways than we've done in the past. So Mike alluded to this in his State of the Nation speak far greater and better than I can. But to say, I hope that you've heard, we're making progress. We're not there yet, but we're definitely on our way, and we've made good progress since last year. Priority eight. This is about workforce plans, identifying the training needs for good standards to ensure that there's education and training for the staff across these pathways. It's about multidisciplinary team working. And as we heard earlier, ABMU particularly said that they're doing some great multidisciplinary working. This will only happen if you get training and development of all the staff within the pathway. Health Education Improvement Wales has actually decided to have a branch for ophthalmology. I don't know how on earth that happened, but there's been some strong lobbying because it is only the subspecialty, the only one that has a little branch of its own. So there is a commitment from our new Education Commissioner for Wales to actually make sure that education for eye care is prioritised. And this will be at both undergraduate level, at postgraduate level, for doctors, for optometrists, for nurses, for orthoptists, and for the support workers. So for everybody that's involved in the pathway, there will be some education and training plans. So I'd say come a long way since last year. Priority nine, and the cough's beginning to come, so I'll move on. Work to ensure that everyone is entitled to a certification of sight impairment. Now, this is one of the strange ones. If your health board doesn't have many people that are registered blind or with sight impairment, it could be that there aren't many people in that health board that have a sight impairment. But it also could be that not many people are presenting to have a certification. So this needs to be appropriate for the health board's personnel. But there is a job for us all in here. If you know somebody who has sight impairment, make sure that they present and get tested. And as health boards, we need to make sure that we monitor this very carefully. So spread the word and get measured is the measure on this one. And finally, the priority number 10 is to work with local authorities, regional partnership boards to support the implementation, and this was of the Social Services and Wellbeing Act 2014. And to some extent, this is about now time expired almost, because now we have a Healthier Wales, which is our new plan, which takes over from the previous plans that we've had around Together for Health. But actually, the Social Services and Wellbeing Wales Act is absolutely still relevant. But we also have to see that in the context of the new changing acts that we have. But we've heard today lots about rehabilitation and habilitation services to make sure that these are available. To look at loss of independence, mobility falls, we've had a good presentation on falls today, isolation, depression, to make sure that we address all of the impacts, if you like, of sight impairment and sight loss. And again, this will happen by closer collaboration between health and local authorities. So this also links to priority number three that we discussed earlier, closer collaboration, making sure that, for example, we look at addressing qualified teachers for visual impairment and making sure that local authorities do train for their schools to make sure that children have the right access for support within education establishments. So, very finally, what next? Well, the plan, as we said, went to 2018. We are there now. The plan has made good progress since last year, so as chair of the group, I'm delighted to say to you that I'm seeing great progress. We're expecting a written update from each health board at every meeting we have, which is on a quarterly basis, and support and discussion in between. We've got great support from our Welsh Government colleagues, so thanks David and Sarah for all your support and guidance in leading us in what the strategy is for Welsh Government within this important field of sensory impairment. But we need to make sure that we don't stop because it's 2018. For those areas that we haven't quite completed, we need to push harder, do better, and achieve more for the people that we serve.